squandering money, we are making strides to improve the efficiency and better manage the process, he wrote Eisner in a December 1989 memo. If cheaper means smaller budgets for our movies, then this is in conflict with bigger, better. With Jeffrey and Roy's desire to make truly top production value movies, it will cost more money. In my opinion, the reason that Disney animated movies were and can again be great is the ability to throw out and redo and make it better. The money spent during the making of Mermaid made a good movie into a great movie. So budgets rose, but so did production. Employment in the animation division soared. To keep all the animators busy, Roy proposed reviving a long-cherished dream, the making of a new Fantasia, a sequel of sorts to Walt's 1940 classic. Walt had always envisioned Fantasia, a collection of animated segments set to classical music, as a work in progress, something that could be constantly updated and refreshed. Though Eisner explored the idea in a meeting with composer-conductor Leonard Bernstein, he'd been cool to the idea. Katzenberg hated it. Still, Roy persisted. Then Eisner hit on a compromise. Roy was still resisting the release on video of both the original Fantasia and Snow White, so Eisner proposed using the proceeds from the sale of Fantasia videos to finance a Fantasia sequel under Roy's direction. After a meeting with Eisner and family members, Roy agreed. Fantasia sold 15 million copies, and Eisner called Lillian, Walt's widow, to tell her that Fantasia had finally earned a profit. But Katzenberg remained hostile to a new Fantasia, which became an ongoing source of unspoken friction between him and Roy. As work began on the project, Katzenberg showed no interest in it. Roy and the animators held meetings and reviewed storyboards without him, something that would have been unthinkable on any other feature animation project. Instead, Roy dealt directly with Eisner. Katzenberg was, in any event, too busy with his own projects to worry about Roy's. In keeping with the faster pace, he rushed to sign Ashman and Menken to another project even before Mermaid was released. The pair turned to a musical retelling of Aladdin and the Magic Lamp, the tale from the Arabian Nights. Ashman had already mapped out the script, and he and Menken had completed several songs, but Eisner didn't feel confident about the mass appeal of a story set in the Middle East. So Katzenberg had them drop work on Aladdin and persuaded them to move to another classic fairy tale, Beauty and the Beast. Beauty and the Beast had been in development for over a year as a traditional Disney animated fairy tale, and a team of British animators had been hired to give it a fresh look. But now Ashman made it his next candidate for the Broadway musical treatment. Clements and Musker were brought in as producers, and the British team was dismissed. Ashman and Menken went to work on a new score and lyrics, and the musical elements were woven seamlessly into the plot, just as Rodgers and Hammerstein had used music, lyrics, and dance to advance the plots of their Broadway musicals. This time, Ashman got his way with a Broadway-style extended musical opening. Belle, the opening number, was a musical montage that occupied a full 7 minutes of screen time, an unheard-of length in an animated feature. Most of the creative work on Beauty was done in New York to accommodate Ashman. Soon after the opening of Little Mermaid,